This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name, Julia A. Barclay, J-U-L-I-A, middle initial A-B-A-R-C-L-A-Y. Date of birth 05/09/1938. Date of appointment 07/25/2024. Requesting physician Samantha Riley. S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A-R-E-L-Y-E-A-P-A. Dear Samantha Riley, I have the pleasure of seeing Julia Barclay today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 86-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who had a stroke in the June of 2024. On that day, she slurred her words. There was no facial droop, no weakness. She went to the Nathan Latour Hospital. CT of the head, MRI of the brain, echocardiogram done. MRI shows stroke from the hospital. She went home. She is doing good now. She walks with the help of walker. She is doing arm exercises. She is back to her activities of daily living. She is taking aspirin, 80 milligram PO daily. Rizuvastatin 40 milligram 2 PO daily. Eliquis 5 milligram PO 2 time daily. Past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, stroke, DVT, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, hypothyroidism, past surgical history, mastectomy, left breast cancer, bilateral cataract surgery, partial thyroidectomy due to cancer, hip. Fracture of the tibia, hip fracture. Allergy to tramadol, gabapentin, medication, multivitamin, vitamin D, nystatin powder, metformin, 500 milligram, 2 times daily, furosemide, bear aspirin, Prodia, Jardiance, calcium, phenoxypyridine, rizuvastatin 40 milligram 2 tablet daily, metoprolol, famotidine, Eliquis 5 milligram 2 time daily, levothyroxine, social state, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. Widowed, lives with the daughter, have two children. Family history, mother deceased, had blood clot in the leg. Father deceased, MI. One sister alive, she had MI. Three brother, all three deceased due to the cancer. One with kidney cancer, one esophageal cancer. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the left lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 or 5. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed. Presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. She has a left foot drop present, deep tender reflexes, lower extremity 1 over 4. She came to the office in the wheelchair. Assessment and plan, 86-year-old right-hand Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1. Stroke, number 2, peripheral neuropathy, number 3, gait ataxia. Next paragraph, I advised her to do some exercises at home. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, rizovastatin 40 mg 2 tablet daily, and Alakis 5 mg 2 time daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.